Imagine discovering your voice could set you free. At just 2 years old, Jessica Simpson suffered a head injury that left her with a persistent stutter. Yet this early challenge revealed her greatest gift. When she sang, the words flowed effortlessly. Growing up in a Texas household where her father worked as a youth minister, Jessica's childhood was marked by financial struggles and unwavering faith. Her mother's entrepreneurial spirit shone through Jump for Jesus, an aerobics class that helped support the family. These formative years instilled both resilience and a desire to please others, traits that would later both empower and challenge her. The Simpson home often became a sanctuary for those in need, teaching Jessica that healing comes through acceptance and action. Beneath this nurturing exterior, she silently endured personal trauma, childhood sexual abuse that would take years to confront. At 12, a powerful moment at church camp affirmed her calling to use her voice. Though she faced rejection from the all-new Mickey Mouse Club alongside future stars Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears, this seeming failure redirected her toward gospel music, deepening her faith as a guiding force. When mainstream music beckoned, her family demonstrated extraordinary commitment by liquidating their savings to self-fund an album. After countless trips to New York and numerous meetings with executives, Jessica finally secured a life-changing contract with Columbia Records. But this dream come true carried hidden costs that would reshape her relationship with herself. Success brought intense scrutiny. Record executives monitored Jessica's diet and appearance relentlessly, sparking insecurities that led to dangerous cycles of diet pills and extreme workouts. Every public appearance faced harsh criticism, particularly during video shoots and performances. Meeting Nick Lachey at a charity event thrust her private life into the spotlight. Her personal choice to remain virginal until marriage became tabloid fodder, further complicating her public image. A turning point came when Celine Dion reached out after hearing Jessica sing. Dion's advice about maintaining artistic integrity amid industry pressures became a guiding light for Jessica's career. In 2003, newlyweds Nick and Jessica transformed their marriage into reality TV entertainment. The show blurred lines between authenticity and performance, with Jessica's candid moments creating an unexpectedly relatable form of celebrity persona. During a 2005 Operation Smile trip to Kenya, Jessica found unexpected clarity away from fame. Working with children and experiencing the African wilderness sparked deep self-reflection. Under the Kenyan sky, she realized authentic living would lead to true happiness. Post-divorce at 25, Jessica navigated Hollywood dating and launched the Jessica Simpson Collection with her mother. The fashion line, emphasizing accessibility and individuality, became both a commercial success and a symbol of their relationship. Music remained her refuge, especially while recording her country album, Do You Know? Songwriting helped counter her growing alcohol dependency, and collaborating with Dolly Parton led to a chart-topping success that freed her from industry pressures. In January 2009, Jessica's performance in high-waisted jeans triggered widespread media body shaming, deeply affecting her already complex relationship with body image since adolescence. Isn't it fascinating how life brings exactly what we need when we're finally ready? In May 2010, Jessica met former NFL player Eric Johnson through mutual friends. Their connection was immediate and profound, marked by deep conversations about faith, family, and personal growth. Eric's unwavering support and acceptance, regardless of media criticism or weight fluctuations, helped heal her deep-seated insecurities. Their courtship was filled with thoughtful gestures, handwritten notes, and elaborate scavenger hunts, culminating in a surprise proposal in November 2010. Motherhood brought new dimensions to Jessica's journey of self-acceptance. The birth of their daughter Maxwell in 2012 shifted her perspective dramatically as she navigated raising a daughter in a world obsessed with appearance while working to model healthy self-image. Their wedding at San Ysidro Ranch in July 2014 perfectly embodied their relationship's authenticity and warmth. The venue's natural beauty created an enchanting backdrop for their 4-day celebration. Personal touches included handwritten vows, a surprise performance by Jessica for Eric, and their children's participation. The celebration became not just a wedding, but a testament to Jessica's journey from self-doubt to self-acceptance, surrounded by genuine love. Despite outward appearances of flourishing family life, Jessica grappled with deep-seated feelings of disconnection. Alcohol gradually evolved from social lubricant into daily coping mechanism, masking deeper issues of trust, vulnerability, and self-worth. What happens when your escape becomes your prison? Jessica's casual drinking escalated into a pattern affecting her health, relationships, and self-image. A routine pre-surgery medical examination revealed alarming health indicators, serving as a stark wake-up call. In November 2017, she began intensive therapy, uncovering layers of unresolved trauma and fundamentally reshaping her self-perception. With unwavering support from her husband, who maintained his own sobriety, and close friends who championed her recovery, Jessica made the life-altering commitment to sobriety. This decision gradually restored clarity, purpose, and authentic value to both her personal life and family dynamics. The birth of their third child, Birdie May, in March 2019, became a powerful symbol of hope, renewal, and the rewards of choosing authenticity over escapism. Jessica's journey through addiction sparked a deeper mission, using her platform to destigmatize conversations about addiction, mental health, and the pressure to maintain perfect appearances. Her openness has resonated with countless others, transforming personal challenge into a source of hope for those on similar paths. What began as a nightly writing routine in her study transformed into a powerful testament to resilience and self-discovery. Jessica spent countless hours documenting memories, often through tears, consulting old journals, and facing painful moments she'd long buried. This therapeutic process not only helped her heal, but revealed patterns that had shaped her decisions and relationships. Jessica Simpson's embrace of vulnerability has redefined her narrative and empowered others to own their imperfect stories. Her openness about life's darkest moments alongside successes delivers a powerful message. True freedom comes from accepting our whole selves, flaws and all. Her honest discussion of business setbacks, divorce, and personal insecurities proves that vulnerability builds authentic strength. Through sharing her journey, Jessica shows how raw truth can dissolve shame, foster connection, and inspire others. Her shift from managed public image to genuine self-expression offers hope to those hiding behind their own masks. Jessica's candor about addiction, body image, and self-doubt has created both a memoir and a blueprint for others facing similar challenges. Her story reveals that celebrities often grapple with the same human struggles we all face. Her journey exemplifies how profound growth can emerge from deep pain. The stuttering child who found her voice through singing became the criticized celebrity who found strength in vulnerability. Through radical honesty and self-acceptance, she discovered her own worth, inspiring others to embrace their authentic stories, imperfections included.